Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Geekonomics is back. Another week, another show. Mark and Brian are here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't know what Brian has on his list of topics, but I'm pretty sure there's tons of things. I know I watched some stuff over the weekend.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that and so much more.
Oh, yeah.
But as always, we start with, how was your week, Brian? How
have you been? Oh, my Lord. It was a week. Lots of things happened. Unfortunately, I won't be able to watch Fallout until this weekend. This weekend, I could not. But I don't want it to stop you to give your spoiler-free review.
I will.
And then next week, I'll give mine and we'll give it a...
Give it a full deep dive.
Yeah. This week, like, Wednesday was crazy because we had to go to Albany, New York to bring our cat who had has a unicorn uterus, which is a.k.a. the vet...
Couldn't find it.
The other ovary. So we had to go back there. That was a whole day. Went to a record shop. Went to a cool donut place, which was amazing.
Albany's a good town.
Yeah, it was nice. It was
cool. Mom grew up, so I've been there. We used to go there all the time.
Yeah, like everything we wanted to go to was a half hour away from the other thing.
Yes.
And we
yes.
found a cool cat cafe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got a cool cat cafe, basically. You get some coffee, some pastries, and then you could pay $15...
Hang out with cats?
Yeah, you go hang out with cats, and it all goes towards them.
Nice.
It goes towards, like...
The cats?
Rescuing, and
nice.
they adopt. So it's really nice.
Neat.
The people who worked there were fantastic. The cats were super nice.
I would assume they kind of have to be.
Yeah. Well, no.
It'd be a weird situation if you're, like, an angry cat.
One cat did not want to be around people, and it ran away from you.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Every cat has a personality. So,
as you tell by your hands, you've been dealing with the cats.
Yeah. Scoops is a big boy now, but he plays like a little kitty.
Yes.
So I hold him, and then he turns on his back and he goes, he thinks I'm a kicker.
Yeah.
So I play with him rough.
Yeah.
So we have fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had D&D.
Yes, we did.
Holy macaroni.
Yes.
That was a good session.
Yes.
I was exhausted.
As always.
It was a late night.
Yes.
It was like 9 hours.
Yeah. Well, not really.
We started at 3.
Yes. We ended around 11, so that's like 8 hours.
Okay. And it was 11:30 when
we
ended.
Take breaks, a lot of breaks in between and such.
There was a lot of eating breaks.
A lot of breaks.
A lot of eating.
Yes.
Those rolls made the charcuterie board.
I don't
really
know how
good.
You survived that.
It was good.
I was worried that you were going to have a bad night that night.
I'm fine.
A bad morning the next morning, but
I rolled a D20 the next morning after my cup of coffee.
I told Claire the next day, I'm like, Brian had 3 charcuterie sandwiches, and I was worried for Allison.
It was good. Oh, geez. Yeah, on that front. Yeah. You should be worried for her every day.
Yes.
Because, oh, man.
Yes.
But anyway, food was great. We had a good time. Our buddy Alex, it was his birthday. So
someday. I don't know when it was.
We had
it was
a birthday. We had 3 birthday cakes for him.
We did. He bought 2 of them himself.
And Rocky brought one?
I don't know.
So a lot of cake was had. I did catch up in X-Men 97.
Nice.
Last
episode was intense.
Well, how was your week? And then let's talk about X-Men 97.
My week was good. It was a regular week, nothing crazy. Busy week here at the studio, a lot of stuff going on. This week we have Rare Turkish on Wednesday.
And what show is out right now?
Soldiers is out as we speak.
Soldiers.
Soldiers, is that how you say it? Soldiers is on the YouTube and the...
Wax.
Wax as well.
Yeah, they're really good. So that show, it just came out. And Rare Turkish
will be this week. Next week we have Attention Rebellion.
So yeah.
Back to back. And then we got a month off. I took the month of May off for everybody to give everybody a breather.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know I need one.
I need one too. May's going to be busy for work with me. Jeez.
So yeah, I figured with graduations and everything, it'd be a good time to give everyone a month off. But
yeah.
Between college and high schools and such.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that, just a regular week, nothing too crazy. Like you said, we had D&D on Saturday, hung out with the guys. I got to try to play D&D as I always do, because I don't know what's going on, and I'm not like experienced like everyone else is. So you and I kind of get like beat it around by everybody with I don't know how you guys do things so dumb, but why are you so stupid?
It's fine. Like,
I don't know what the frick I'm doing.
You know what? I have fun. I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to play the way I play. Also, you have to think about it. If you're playing as your character, and we don't know a lot of these creatures.
No.
We don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah.
So we were hoodwinked into something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to own it, and I'm going to make it work for my character. And
I agree with that too. But I also feel like we were duped by a DM who knew that we would be the dupiest of dupes.
Yes.
So he kind of set us up to be duped.
Yes.
And then is now like, I don't know how these guys could fall for that.
I know.
But, yes, the DM has that kind of personality sometimes. So what are you going to do? But.
Jeez, you got some grievances, Mark?
Got some grievances. You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what grinds my gears?
DMs to take advantage of players that have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I didn't know. We took the deal.
I love the fact that, my biggest thing. What? I love the fact that the people that the guys, I'm going to throw it out there. I know a lot of them listen to the show, but I don't care because I know they know I feel this way. That they feel like, oh, because we played D&D 10 years ago, it feels like.
Yes.
For like a year. That we should know how everything works.
No, I don't know how everything works.
I don't pay attention to all the stuff we do. I don't remember anything we did in the last game.
When we played years ago in this studio.
Yeah.
I remember the story, some beats. I remember the moment. I remember the fun time we had with our friends.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you everything. I can barely remember the mechanics of how we played.
I don't have the brain power to like dive into it as deep as some of the other guys do.
You know what? Every 6 weeks,
I play.
I refresh myself. Yeah. I play. I have a great time.
I write
time.
Everything down in my notebook.
Yeah.
I keep track of everything so I know what's going on. But I don't have time to like dive deep into knowing every little detail, every little thing that we've done.
I know.
I knew every person is and all the different like names of different
Life
places.
Life is, I don't know what it is this year, but it's a bit,
I haven't been
got
nonstop.
Increasingly busy week to week.
I am busier now than I think I've been even before the pandemic.
Yes.
I feel like I'm the busiest I've ever been in my life.
Right. Right. Me too. And it's like literally,
I feel like I can't get a moment to just like breathe.
When we get D&D, it actually feels nice because it's like
that's
a
like
couple
a day
hours.
Of me just turning my brain off kind of.
You get
Not
to
really, but
hang out with everybody and have a great time. And you know what? I don't care. If I don't remember everything, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not there for that. I'm there to hang out
and
with
as
everybody.
As I said in the chat today, it's like kind of the point of playing is to get into fights, not to.
Yeah.
Not get into fights.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, what's the fun of that?
No.
Who wants to just sit there and jibber jabber?
Yes. I know.
Which I know their retort will be, well, that's your character's thing. Is he's a talker, not a fighter. Like, yeah, but I have six other guys that are those, so why wouldn't I?
My character has
maybe
gotten
I don't
into
want,
many
maybe
fights.
My guy's background thing is he actually doesn't like any of you guys, and his whole thing is trying to get you killed. Have you ever thought about that?
It could be. We don't know. I got some secrets my character has that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Only John.
Yeah.
Only the DM.
Yeah.
Which may show its head this year. I don't know.
Mm.
And we also did find out that our friend Jeremy isn't moving as fast as we thought it would be.
He's like, you know, I'm not going to.
Yeah. We got a year.
Don't purchase the party favors yet.
Yeah. 2 years.
It could be 6 years before he leaves. Wait, Hutzel's move.
The way we were told the news, I thought it was happening like in January. I'm like, oh my god! And then I'm like, Jeremy's just like, yeah, my dad's thinking a year
you know,
and a half to 2 years.
It's tough to find
years.
A job in Connecticut, so you know, it happens.
Yeah, you know. I mean, Costco's hiring, and
everyone's hiring. They
pay well, and they have great benefits.
And not like we don't know anyone who works there or anything.
I know.
They can get him a reference.
Anyway.
That's not how it works, though. So.
No, that's not how it works. Don't you know, Mark?
Don't you know?
So, last week, we before we get into X-Men 97. Hold on.
I watched Fallout.
Give me your review.
I watched the first season.
Yeah.
I've never played the video game.
That's fine. You don't need to.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I've heard of the video game. I know, like, some of the things from the video game that people have kind of ripped off Stormtrooper helmet. Used to be the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah,
guys.
The Brotherhood of Steel.
I kind of know like that kind of thing. I kind of know like the ancillary, like the basic stuff that people would, generic stuff that everyone knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like thumbs up guy, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But don't know any of the lore, don't know any of the backgrounds or anything like that. But I know it's like all about post-apocalyptic time frame, alternate timeline stuff.
Right after the fallout in the 50s.
Yeah, but it's not really then. It like takes place in the future.
Yes. I mean, it's very few.
It takes place like thousands of years in the future.
Yeah.
But it's an alternate timeline where the technology for like TVs and like cars and that kind of thing didn't go really fast like it did.
Yeah.
Instead, like the technology of like bombs and such. Josh is on a microphone today and not on a camera, so he might pop
in. It's something with like the circuit board wasn't created, but they still use tubes.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's why everything's still in like the 50s, 60s look and stuff like that.
The 50s music.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, it's a cool aesthetic.
And like not for nothing. Like the first time I started watching the first episode I saw, like my first thing was, oh, I understand why this is this way. It's because all that stuff is, most of it's in public domain. So you can use all that without having to pay for it.
Yes.
So that perfectly makes sense.
That's
a great idea to do it that way.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay as many rights fees if you use.
No.
Newer music and such,
right?
And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so watch the series. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah,
everyone's getting loves it.
So much so that I tried to like dive into trying to get more information about the video games themselves,
mm-hmm.
and realized that I probably would not like the video games because they're not the type of games I would play.
Right.
They're more of like a computer game type game.
Fallout 1 and 2 are like the eight-dimensional, it's like over
like
the world.
Like an 8-bit kind of style.
But then Fallout 3, New Vegas, and 4, in the 77 or whatever.
76.
That's a first-person shooter sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've only played, and actually, we did the podcast when we were doing it in the bunker.
Yes.
We had, who did we have?
Wally?
Wally was playing Fallout 4. And we were both talking about it. Now, Fallout 4 for me was my only time I ever played a Fallout game.
Mm.
And it came out last gen for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And I loved it. But there's one mechanic that I do not like. And some games do have this mechanic, and I absolutely hate it. But Fallout 4, I loved Fallout 4. I loved the aesthetic. It took place in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Fenway Park is in there. It's really cool. But there's a mechanic. If you pick up too much stuff, you get hindered, and you walk slow.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes, but oh my God, it's a mechanic I do not like because you have a weight limit for certain things.
Yeah.
And if you hit that weight limit, you're sluggish.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. And then like...
You gotta drop things.
You have to drop things, and sometimes you don't want to, and... It's not my favorite mechanic, but beyond that, it was a fun game because it was your own adventure, and if I played it when Wally was playing it, completely different
styles.
You run into things,
style is.
Right? You'll run into side things that nobody else might find. So your story, you won't play the same game twice.
Yeah.
And your character is a blank slate because you're creating your own adventure.
Yeah, you designed your own character.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's a fun game, but... I mean, it's an RPG. It's a first-person shooter. It's like a lot of meeting characters, a lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
It's like D&D a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of elements, but it's perfect for TV.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It translates really well, and they do a really good job. And Walter Goggins is fantastic.
Yeah.
But they do a great job, and it's not like you're not. Not really laying the cat out of the bag because it's all over the promos, is that it's not just one distinct main character.
Mm-hmm.
There's like three main characters basically that are all like intertwined stories.
Mm. Yes.
And it's a lot of time jumping back and forth.
Interesting.
Of telling the story, which makes it good. And your guy from Twin Peaks is in it. So that's
Kyle MacLachlan's in it.
Yeah.
I know they have the Brotherhood of Steel.
Brotherhood of Steel's in it, yeah.
In the game, there's different factions.
A lot of factions. They kind of like they do a really good job of like dipping your toe into it.
Yeah.
Of different factions.
Yeah.
Like the Enclave is a component to what's going on. The Raiders.
Yep.
The Raiders. They didn't really get into like they talk about the ghouls.
Yes, the ghouls. Walter
Goggins
is
the ghoul. And then they talk about his backstory and how it's involved in the bigger story of everything.
Yeah.
And it's really well done. It's really well put together. It does enough to connect to the game where you want to play the game.
Yeah.
but it's not like too much like beating you over the head with the game style.
Right.
That you're like, if you don't know the game, you're like lost kind of thing.
Yeah, I think just like The Last of Us, just like Twisted Metal, it's going to make those games skyrocket in popularity.
Well, Twisted Metal one's the craziest one of all of them, because Twisted Metal doesn't have a story at all. It's just you're just driving a car into
other cars.
There are
mini stories.
But not like anything like the game, the show was.
No,
like,
no.
That's ridiculous how well they made that show out of basically a car demo game.
And those three shows, all the games became had an uptick in sales for the things. And Fallout, just over the weekend, had a huge uptick on Steam, because you can see sales on Sony or Xbox, but like on Steam, you can see a diagram, and it went high. Like people are hopping back
sense.
On playing.
Like, I would
again.
Definitely like. I'm still interested in checking it out. Like I might check out some of the newer ones.
Yeah,
wouldn't go as far back as the first couple, but
no, I've never played
like 4 or 76. Maybe I would check.
76 is an online one. 4 is a single player.
Yeah,
you just by yourself. Also. The factions, you can join factions. So you joining a certain faction will determine if other factions don't like you.
Yeah.
And if you join a faction and you're doing missions for that faction, you might be pissing off another faction. So if you go in their area and they see you, they're going to try to take you out.
Yeah.
That's what makes or you can be neutral. You can be like, I'm not joining anybody.
Yeah.
But that's kind of cool how you can play that way.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. So if you wanted to be like a brotherhood, you can
join the brotherhood. You can join the
become a knight.
Yeah,
like that kind of
thing. Yeah.
Bunch of the games are on Game Pass.
Yeah,
Xbox Game Pass.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Fallout 4. Even, if you still have your Xbox, you play that.
I do.
76 is on Xbox Game Pass. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I might dive into that. I might try to check that out because
try it out.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suggest Fallout 4.
Yeah.
The other one is online, so you might not like it because there'd be people online.
Well, that's fine, but there's still a campaign of some sort.
You know what? I don't know. I've never played it before. Okay. So
I mean, it looked like the stuff I've been checking out on YouTube, that there's like a campaign at least.
Oh, I think there might be.
Yeah.
But you might run into randos.
No, it's like separate. It's not in the online part. It's like, if I remember correctly from the little bits I've seen, I haven't really dived that deep into it, but like I've watched a lot of videos about like talking about the other vaults that have been talked about.
Yeah.
So.
And then when you find a vault, there's tons of stuff to read to learn about the people who live there.
Yeah.
Then there's like little tiny like puzzles and mysteries inside the vaults.
Yeah.
Sometimes you raid a vault and you'll learn what happened to them. And it's really rich in lore.
Well, this is great too because it is a lot of lore in the show itself.
Yeah.
That I guess is like explains a lot of the bigger lore of the world of Fallout. So it could like answer a lot of like questions that have been out there from Fallout games, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's really good. It's really well put together. And it's a completely different story than anything. It takes place 10 years after the last game was ever done. So. Yeah.
I just can't believe you finished it because it's like every episode's over 40 minutes. I think, like, I was looking, I'm like, holy
crap. I started it Wednesday and then I just did like 2 a day, kind of.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I might have done 3 or 4 on Friday.
Probably rock and rolled it.
Yeah.
Because you said you were done on Saturday. So you probably rock and rolled.
Yeah.
All right, next
week. It was really good, though.
Yeah.
It was like one of those shows.
I got to get Allison.
They do such a great job
weekend.
Of the show that it's like one of those where it's like you get to the end of the episode and it makes sense why they drop them all at once. Because if you did that weekly, it'd be painful.
But
because
I like the weekly.
You'd be like, what is, like, it's. Everyone has, like, this is a weird way to explain it, but it's like you're fiending at the end of it. If you had to wait a week, it'd be
painful, huh?
It'd be super painful because you're like, well, that, because every one of them ends like with a cliffhanger almost.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what the, huh? So if I was like even just turning it off for one day, like the whole next day, I'm like, well, I want to just watch Fallout and see how it ends. I don't want to like wait around.
Right.
So.
I'll wait till next week for a review for a number.
Yeah.
All right.
But anything happened before we get to X-Men?
Yes.
CinemaCon was this past weekend.
Yes, a lot of news came out of that.
A lot of news came out of CinemaCon.
Yes, a lot of news.
Paramount dropped a bunch of things that are happening.
Yeah.
A bunch of new franchises or franchises that have already been out are getting redone or continuing. We're getting a Transformers animation movie.
Oh,
we're getting a G.I. Joe Transformers movie. live action.
Well, they hinted,
which they hinted at the last Transformers movie.
Yeah, I just pulled up the things that came out.
Yeah. Marvel dropped a bunch of stuff. They released the first 9 minutes of Deadpool.
Yes. Speaking of which, Deadpool, real quick. Is it Dan Levy? Sean Levy. He said this isn't going to be Deadpool 3.
Yes.
Deadpool and Wolverine, he was saying, this is they're equals in this movie, yes. I guess. And he's basically saying this movie stands on its own, which is great to hear. But yeah, the first 8 minutes, someone did describe what they saw.
Yeah.
And they were saying really,
say
really
a lot.
Good.
Doesn't give a lot of information.
No,
but it gives enough.
The setup. It was the first 8 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
So the setup was there.
Which is basically all that we saw in the trailer, basically.
But it was extended.
Yeah.
Wade Wilson is a used car salesman.
Yes.
He's having a birthday party.
Yes, and Peter's like trying to talk him into becoming Deadpool again.
Yeah.
He's giving up Deadpool.
Yeah, he's giving up Deadpool. And they have
a
birthday party.
There's a lot of jokes of ripping on Fox and ripping on Disney and ripping on everything.
Yeah. Because his roommate, the blind woman.
Blindell, who is in Fallout.
Oh, is she?
Yes. She appears in like the first episode. I'm like, hey, that's Blindell.
Yeah, there's something about.
I already like the show already.
She's into cocaine. I think in Deadpool 1 or 2, there's a cocaine thing. And I
she
guess
if you want to build a snowman.
Yeah, Deadpool. I guess like breaks the fourth wall, and he says like Kevin Feige said cocaine's off limits.
No blow.
But yeah, there's like a lot of interesting stuff came out of it. I totally forgot about CinemaCon. Oh my god. Hold on. What were you going to say about...
I knew there was a bunch of stuff, but then you said something and then it threw me off.
I know, I'm thrown off.
But Marvel did also put out the... they talked a lot about Captain America, which is going to be more of a ground story, a la Civil War.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And not Civil War, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
So more of like an espionagial kind of story.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Deadpool, Wolverine, Moana 2, Mufasa, The Lion King, Inside Out 2, Alien Romulus. Alien Romulus looks really good.
Yeah,
we saw the trailer.
Knew it was coming out, like all those.
The Crow has been pushed to August.
They're going
to
make it a better movie?
I don't even think that's the case. I think it's because it's going to be up against something else. I think they're just moving it.
Oh, okay.
Because I really don't think they can do reshoots in that little amount of time to really make a difference. But Lionsgate, Michael, The Crow, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and Battle Arena is a John Wick spinoff, which should be interesting. Paramount, If, A Quiet Place, Day One,
if
Transformers
is the,
1.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski.
If, yeah.
Imaginary Friend.
And then the movie I don't really think we need a sequel to, but we're getting it anyway, is Gladiator 2.
See,
people are very like,
say
why?
That, but I would be like, I don't know. It depends upon how they're approaching this. Like, is it... It's definitely not like a complete sequel. It's just a different story in that world. Because the guy's dead.
I Marshall know.
Crowe's character's dead.
That's why everybody's like, why are we getting Gladiator 2?
So unless they're redoing like another version of it and like having someone else play the gladiator and do a different story, I think it's another different story in that world. I don't think it's a different, I don't think it's the same story. I think it's the story of his, of the son from Joaquin Phoenix's son.
Yeah.
I think that's that story. It's like a continuation of the story kind of thing. A little bit I've seen, heard about it. I haven't really heard much, but I mean... I like the first Gladiator, so
me
I'll check
too.
It out.
Yeah. Universal, we got Wicked, Despicable Me 4, and Twisters.
Yes. We got a Joker, a new Joker trailer.
Yes, and I am hyped.
Which
I really
like it. Rumored to be a musical or musical esque.
Yeah, I think there's I think there's going to be some music in there. It's not gonna be a full blown musical. I think people have just blown that out of proportion.
Well, I think that the
it's a rumor that was just blown out of proportion.
I think it was also like people were kind of like, oh, it could be kind of like a La La Land where there's music in this story.
I think there's going to be. Because as the trailer portrays, you know, there is fantasy. yes. how they are perceiving their life together would be magical. Like a this theme, this Joker 2 looks very like they're the main characters of a play.
Yeah.
And the first movie had that in there, but this one, I think, because now they're in clothes, they're in Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
I think we're going to get that. And I don't think it's going to be a full-blown musical, but I think there's going to be musical numbers that I think will make sense. But Furioso, Mad Max Saga, Joker, Beetlejuice, that was from Warner Brothers.
Lionsgate's bringing back the Blair Witch Project with Blumhouse.
You know, the last Blair Witch wasn't that great. It was all right. I don't know what they're doing.
You're also adapting Monopoly
into
a movie?
I can't believe they're
doing after
this.
Barbie. I mean, you're going to get all of those now.
Oh, it was such a joy.
Can't wait for Chutes and Ladders.
We
had Battleship.
This.
We had Battleship, which was terrible.
Well, yeah, with Rihanna.
Yeah.
So Gladiator 2
yes.
is supposedly be about Russell Crowe's kid. But not his actual kid, because they died.
No, I said it's the kid from Joaquin Phoenix's kid.
No, it's they're saying that it's supposed to be Maximus has had a kid somewhere.
Well, supposedly, I think the shtick was that the kid, maybe not Joaquin Phoenix's kid, but his sister's son was rumored in the movie. It was kind of like hinted at that it was Russell Crowe's kid.
Yeah, which wouldn't make sense because he was...
But it was
married and
yeah. Well, he had a kid with his wife.
But they were killed.
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty much the highlights.
I guess we're getting a Smile 2.
Yes, I heard Smile 2. I saw his first Smile. It was good. It wasn't like amazing or anything, but it was creepy. So Smile 2, I'm sure it'll do well. I think the promotions for Smile 1 were very unsettling. So
yes.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do with this one. Now, if you remember, Mark, you're a baseball fan.
I am a baseball fan.
Well, they would have these...
They had fans sitting in the stands
smiling the entire time. That was creepy.
Yes.
Like, that is the kind of... I'm almost here for the promotion more than the movie. I really want to see what they're going to do.
I guess they're doing a documentary about Christopher Reeve.
Oh, that's cool. I would see that.
From DC Films called Superman, the Christopher Reeve story.
Nice.
The Joker 2 trailer, of course, we talked about. Beetlejuice, which is going to be amazing. There's a Nosferatu movie coming this Christmas, I guess.
Yes.
The Fall Guy, that Ryan Gosling movie.
It looks good. It's getting good reviews.
Yeah. Here's the Paramount stuff. They announced the Transformers G.I. Joe live action crossover movie. Running Man movie directed by Edgar Wright, starring Glenn Powell.
Ooh. Interesting.
A new Avatar: The Last Airbender animated movie.
What? But they have a show going.
Yes.
Is that going to be a conflict?
I don't know.
Because people love the show.
I don't know. A new Star Trek movie they're putting out. A new Trey Parker and Matt Stone musical with assist from Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, I read about that. That should be good.
And then Mickey 17, I guess, was very Robert Pattinson.
Mickey 17.
Movie. It's Bong Joon-ho's, the guy who did Parasite, I believe.
Oh, jeez. This should be
correctly.
Interesting.
Did you guys see the trailer for that Abigail movie?
Yeah, that was.
That
we
looks
saw that
interesting.
In front of
Abigail.
That was the one with the girl's a vampire. It was in the front of what was the last movie we saw?
Ghostbusters? No.
Yeah, it was
Godzilla.
In front of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Might have been in front of Ghostbusters. That was the one where they're locked in the house with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
That's that one.
Gotcha.
Where they think like they kidnap her, but then like they'd lock them in the house. If you can survive 24 hours, we'll give you guys buckets of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, she's kind of found out she's like a teenage vampire and that's how she hunts.
Oh, yeah.
And she has
people
kidnap her and then
twist.
She like hunts them down. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be good.
Yeah. It's an A24 thing.
Oh, it's an A24. It could be good.
Yeah. Then Inside Out 2, of course, like you said, and then Gladiator 2. But yeah, that was about it. There's a lot of stuff. And I guess there's also this the People's Joker, which is like independent like rib on superhero films or something that.
Really?
Yeah, people have been talking about. That's an unauthorized DC film reimagining the origins of the iconic Batman villain. It's like really
interesting,
like low budget, I guess.
Huh.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm just
guess gonna... it was premiered in Toronto over the weekend.
Huh.
And, subsequent squeedings, subsequent screenings.
Wow.
Have been canceled. And no one knows why.
I bet you anything, Warner Brothers is
Paramount and or Warner Brothers Discovery was not too pleased.
Please take down notices.
Yes.
Because
I think I'm not sure, but I think those characters are close to public domain territory.
No, close, but they're not.
Yeah,
the Joker is not.
Like Mickey Mouse is.
The original,
Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie Mouse, not the mouse you see on TV.
Winnie the Pooh is, hence the horror movie that they put out.
Right. But and those the, versions of
I
Winnie
think
the Pooh.
Tigger
right.
It's, fell into it this year?
It's that weird thing of the concept and idea.
The story,
the actual,
like, not the characters that they put out, but the actual story of the
thing has. When Superman and Batman were to reach public domain, it would be those versions of Superman and Batman.
Yes.
It would be Superman who doesn't fly.
Superman...
Who only leaps over buildings.
Yes, the original cartoon is in public domain.
Yeah.
You never want to air it on anything because it's extremely racist.
Yes.
But
well, they're really...
It was made in the 40s.
Yes.
But I mean, it's nothing you could air now.
No.
It's very inappropriate.
Right.
Yes.
So we'll get there.
Yeah, there's definitely beating of women and...
No. Like, it's just, it's a lot
no,
of...
No, there is. There's
there
like,
is.
Most,
it's
like,
not like beating
like,
up women,
on,
but
like,
it's a lot of like women being like... trapped and damsel in distress type stuff.
Yeah.
Like you would see back
old
in those
tropes.
Yeah, like
old
all those
tropes.
Things. And it's a lot of it's set in the time like World War II times, so it's a lot of
yes.
You know.
Maybe fear mongering.
A lot
there.
Of fear mongering.
We'll say that.
Certain ethnicities and
yes.
such.
Yeah. To go off all this announcement, I know you don't have a new Xbox yet.
I do not.
But this August Star Wars Outlaws comes out. And
I've heard
good
things.
We got a trailer. Well, it hasn't come out yet.
Yes.
Comes out in August. We got a trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, yeah.
Looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's an open world game.
Yes.
And it takes place between Empire and Return of the Jedi.
Ooh.
And it all takes place in... It's all the golden age of the criminal organization. You're playing like a Han Solo-like character. This
like
is all
era.
Scum and villainy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
my favorite type of villainy.
Yes, scum. Yes,
my favorite type, scum and villainy.
I am excited for this game because it's an open world Star Wars game, and I'm itching for something like this. This is going to be the game that ties me over until GTA 6 next year. But it comes out this August, so it's only going to be on current systems.
Josh, saying sit up. You're falling away from your microphone.
Oh, sorry. It's only going to be on current.
Your microphone's like in your eyeball, I guess.
Can you hear me?
You're like, all right.
I got,
really
you
good.
Know what it was? I got comfortable.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's going to be only on current systems. So highly recommend. I hope it's good. I'm very looking forward
hear me
to
if
it.
If I have a microphone like this, this work? This work okay?
Is this good? Is it in my ear? What's going on here? Anyway.
Yeah.
Also.
This is like the stuff I used to have to deal with back in the radio days. Brian would get very comfortable after a while. And would like sit back in his chair and the mic would be like over here before he'd be like, all right, next song coming up. Like literally would pull the microphone towards his face. And he'd be like, oh, sorry.
It happened. I'm pretty good now. I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
I just
it doesn't happen as often as it used to.
No.
You're not tooting on air. That's good.
I don't do that anymore.
You've done it a couple times while we've been here, but...
Well, I didn't announce it.
I haven't brought it up.
Well...
I've noticed it.
Oh, well, yeah. I do my best.
It's like a Hutzel burp in the middle of D&D.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to tell everybody about this. We're playing D&D, and Jeremy's across the table, like sort of like
literally
right
like
here.
This, like across the table, like this from
he
us.
He burps so loud.
And he doesn't cover his mouth.
And he blows it.
And he like rips it out, like, and then, like, it's like a wave.
You could see like a green wave rolling across the table.
It was like 20 seconds, and then it just it's smacked like
a,
me in the face.
A Pepsi charcuterie, it's, cheesy.
Oh, it smelled so rank.
Like wafer.
My right eyelashes curled. Like I felt the wave on my eye.
I got it once. Brian got it like three times. I got it once, like a partial of it, because yeah. I was like leaning over to tell Brian something, and it happened. I was like, oh, gosh.
My favorite is Bobby standing up spicy talking. Meats. Jeremy does the burp, and Bobby just goes, "Oh, that smells bad," and he continues to talk. Yeah. It was so great. And then he decided, "I'm going to go in the hallway and burp."
Yes,
thank God. And Bobby leans over and he says, "He learned. He's so, burping in the hallway."
You know, the things you catch now that you are with us, opposite sex that you don't that you used to not be, used to do normally.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you would ever do that. But it's like, oh, well, because you don't have anyone to tell you. It's
he goes by
what
himself.
Is wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. He eats over the sink. I mean,
who thinks that's okay to do in front of people?
Yeah. I mean, those are some nasty ones.
Those are ripe. Oof. I feel bad for anything that lives in that house.
Like something was dying in his stomach.
It might be. Who knows?
Anyway.
It's like a Rancor burp.
Before we get into X-Men, I want to say, last time we spoke, we talked about WrestleMania and Money at Raw.
WrestleMania.
I watched SmackDown.
Yes.
After watching this week's SmackDown, to say, I'm hooked on SmackDown, just like Raw.
Bloodline Civil War.
It's interesting because USA, Raw, I don't really notice any censoring. Once in a while, they'll hit that censor button. But Fox, man... They are finger happy on the
guy.
They censor out the entire.
Their guy's got like a, he's got like arms the size of gargantuan. He's like,
yes, yes, yes. All I gotta say, is Tiffany Stratton's,
Stratton
Golden Globes, came out, the whole screen blurred, but the one part,
because you watch on Hulu, so for you it blurred, For us on Friday night, there was no blur.
They've had to. There's no way they're going to show.
It was live.
They're not going to show nipple on Fox.
It got out.
No.
Yes.
I don't. That's a network.
It happened.
The last time a nipple showed up on network like that, that was Janet Jackson. And
but no one noticed it. It was so quick.
No.
Yes. There was no blur on the show.
No one's paying that much attention.
I wasn't paying that much attention, but I.
I mean, the way she dresses, how
hard.
Can you not?
It was kind of hard not to notice it.
Right, right.
But no, it was quick.
Well, did they? Was it one of those things where you didn't really see the nipple, but you saw the thing go down? It was like a bad camera angle, and they lift up. The whole screen went blurred.
Yes.
For on Hulu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the one time that bothered me, the whole Bloodline stuff now is getting very interesting.
Because remember too, you're watching it like on a delay,
a day.
They're definitely like catching anything that needs to be taken out.
Yes.
Taking out.
Yes.
Whereas when I watch it, it's live.
It's live.
So it's if it happens, it happens. If they don't catch it within this whatever 7 second delay is,
right,
then it's out there. So you're paying the fine. It's like
it's like Paul Heyman at the Hall of Fame.
Trying
to bleep
Peacock,
that was hilarious.
So it's like it's a little bit less. Which that makes no sense to me. If if you're on Peacock,
exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah,
like when they go to Netflix, like it's going to be all like open doors.
I hope
why are you going to be?
But you know what? It's family entertainment, though, so they're going to still censor.
That's if
stuff.
They still call it that at that point.
I think they will.
I think by then that might be in the PG-13 territory.
It kind of is now.
I know, but I think
you listen to
by
the way The Rock
officially
talked, even Cody Rhodes, the way he was talking.
Well, they have to say parental guidance. So,
So it is PG-13-ish.
Yeah.
Now, the other time the screen went blurred, and I was like, I don't understand that. Was when Jimmy Uso got attacked by...
he started bleeding at the end. That's why.
They put the chair. Put his head, the chair over
blood,
his head.
So that's why.
Oh, I didn't even see blood.
Yeah.
That was pretty brutal.
There's like a little bit coming out of his like forehead. So they had to... They automatically... will blur that.
Okay.
It wasn't on the live show. It wasn't.
Right.
But... And any replays of anything from now on, it'll be... Like black and white.
Yeah,
or
that was what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, the black and white.
That's why people complain about it, but that's why everything goes black and white.
Yeah.
For those replays.
Yeah.
I think WrestleMania maybe.
It's like all the replays during WrestleMania weekend.
Right.
The Rock beatdown of Cody was all in black and white.
Yes.
Because they do that to not have to blur it out.
It makes it look cool.
Because you can't show the color red, but you can show someone bleeding in black and white, but you can't, like, do it in color for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, different standards
no
for
it's
different.
It's stupid.
USA is different from Fox. They
all the standards
different.
Are dumb. It really makes no sense. It's like you're literally going to turn the channel to CNN, and they're going to, like, in like the 10 minutes you watch CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, yeah. they'll, like, show, like, now this video from wherever in the world is very, very graphic. So
I
be
know,
careful.
I know,
you know,
I
you
know,
might
I
not want to let your kids watch. And then they'll show, like, dead bodies, like, laying in the streets I and, know. Like, all this stuff. But God forbid you show
fake blood.
Cody Rhodes getting beat up by The Rock for 5 minutes and a little bit of blood coming down his face. Like,
so
that's
it's
terrible.
Like, I know. But
it's
hold
a confusing
on.
Thing of like other shows.
Yeah.
Like, not
the
even
show
like
freaking
wrestling
like,
shows.
Like, yeah, like Sons of Anarchy, the guy's getting his
right.
like,
that's
body
what I was
say.
It's like,
cut in half.
Because it's fake blood. It's
Kevin Costner's
than...
like having a horse trample some guy. Yeah. But, you know, God forbid you show.
Let's
or
bring it
like
back
ER
to wrestling. Let's
like
bring
that.
It back to wrestling because I want to talk about one thing.
Yes.
Okay, so Cody Rhodes. He's
Tiffany
out there.
Stratton's not your favorite wrestler.
Who?
Tiffany Stratton's not your favorite wrestler.
She.
You're ready for Tiffy time anytime.
I will say she's entertaining to watch.
I bet.
But she's not my favorite. No.
No, she's her character's not good.
No.
It's
but
annoying.
It was cool to see Naomi kick her butt.
Yeah.
I like Bayley more after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Didn't know much about her, but seeing where that's gonna go. What's going on with her?
Yeah, no
but,
damage control.
No damage control.
Friday, which I was surprised about.
Yeah, maybe they're waiting for that.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where that goes.
We also had a great... Cody Rhodes is out there naming off people.
But he basically just said, like, I want to fight AJ first, and then they put him in a tournament, and surprisingly enough, AJ's now in the finals of the tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who's going to win the match next week.
Like, well, who's AJ fighting next week? Or tonight?
Night. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
on Friday.
Oh, that's Friday.
Yes.
I was like, they're kind of gauging the audience reaction. He's naming off these six people, and everybody has different reactions. And LA Knight had a huge reaction.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like LA Knight and Cody Rhodes would be fantastic.
It would be, but it's kind of strange. It'd be a tough first one for Cody because they're two technically faces.
Mm.
Whereas. AJ's of like the heelish type character,
right.
And they have a history from back in the day, so they can like play off that.
Yes,
for the storyline.
That's a better story, right?
Yeah, so they can do
totally.
That.
Totally,
but we can't hear you if you're talking because your mic's not on.
They're also two of the four wrestlers that have won the NWA and WWE championship. Right?
Yes, and they're both somewhat former Bullet Club leaders.
Yeah, that's
another story there.
The female tag team, who on Friday that
Chelsea
was...
and Piper?
Yes.
They're from Monday night?
Yeah. I've never seen them on Monday night, I don't believe.
Piper was hurt. She probably been hurt until before you
I think I've seen Chelsea Green
it.
Before.
Chelsea was the one that got beat up by Jade on Monday.
Yes. Gotcha.
So.
They were good.
Yes. They're like the basic like Karen tag team.
Yeah. They kind of remind me of they're kind of goofy a little
yes,
bit too.
Yes, they're like the goofy tag team.
Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah, and then they're gonna build up Jade and Bianca as a tag team, and then they're gonna win the championships. Then they'll win the champions, and then they'll break up because something happens.
Yes,
and then they'll fight each other,
yes,
and that's
yes.
the whole story. Yeah.
But I really feel like Jade.
It's like the basic like here's your intro story.
Yes,
like they hand you as you like play the video game.
It's the
like,
origin story.
Here's your origin story, video game story.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
I will say this:
you start in a tag team, and then you like get popular, and then you break out into your own, like the Shawn Michaels.
Right. My opinion.
Marginality story.
Jade is bigger than Bianca. Okay. I think Jade should be solo. I don't think she should be a
Well,
tag
yeah,
team.
But I mean, she's new, so
I
they
know.
Gotta break her in.
But I feel like her stardom
yeah.
is like going to go through the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. And Bianca's good too. I think they're both great, but I think Jade, there's something like the crowd really loves her, but she's like. Like, she just wrecks.
Yeah.
And granted, I know the wrestling kind of like the nobodies right now.
Yeah.
I think for the next big pay-per-view, having them up against someone.
Well, they'd be damage control as the champions. So.
Then that would be great. Now, that wouldn't happen in Backlash.
It could be.
They haven't really set in stone who's in Backlash.
No, but I mean, that makes
sense.
We're
building
they
to
it. Fought at Backlash.
Right. Should be. Backlash is
coming
up
soon,
too. Yeah,
they also
did
fight at WrestleMania in that. Three-way.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they fought
at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so it
would make sense for it to be a backlash.
To be a backlash to WrestleMania. It used, to be called the Backlash WrestleMania, is what they called it for like a couple
years. Well, yeah, it is the backlash.
See, like,
would rehash all the WrestleMania matches to kind of like move things along. But
right.
Second place in France.
Yes.
Kind of like how Payback was also.
Yeah, Payback was another one that was kind of like that.
Backlash and Payback are basically like the.
Yeah, they kind of. It used to be Payback, and I think they switched it to Backlash.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, is they both used to be that type of.
Yeah.
Follow-up, so, but I think one was Raw and the other was SmackDown at
no,
one point.
No, I think at one point, if I remember correctly, I'm probably wrong, someone will correct me, but Backlash was after WrestleMania, and then Payback was after SummerSlam? Or maybe Money in the Bank?
Because did that make sense? Because Payback, Money in the Bank?
No, I don't think that was. I think it was after SummerSlam. It was like after another big, because SummerSlam's the other big
pay-per-view. Right. And like you said before, AJ Styles defeated Kevin Owens and Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
That was actually a really entertaining match.
Yeah.
Even though there are three people I'm not into just yet, but AJ Styles, it was a great. I think Kevin Owens out of the three is my favorite.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio, I'm like, those are contacts, but how does he see through those?
I don't know, but Claire keeps like every time he comes on now, Claire's like, can we just give him the
creepy eyes
out the door, like thanks for playing.
Why? Because those eyes?
Like, no, he's just like Claire's. Like he's got to be like he's like 60 years old. What
but he
doing?
Looks good, man.
Payback
he's still
replaced
fit.
No Way Out.
Huh?
Payback replaced No Way Out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so thank it's kind of like yeah. Claire's like, oh my gosh, do we have to keep with the Rey Mysterio story?
Wow.
And like, does anyone care really who beat up Dragon Lee? That was like. Does anyone care why he wasn't in the match?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, what are we gonna do here? Like, we gotta come up with some story about someone in the group turned on Dragon Lee, or Dragon Lee faked it so he didn't have to be in the match, or
right. Tonight we're gonna find out more what happened between Rhea and what's her face, Morgan, right?
Liv Morgan, yes.
Liv Morgan, yes. Yeah. There's gonna be some more details about that.
Well, I mean, you saw what happened. She threw a chair at her.
Yes.
So now Rhea's going to be mad and wanting to beat her up.
That could happen at Backlash.
That could be Backlash.
That would be a fantastic match. Yes. I think that would be great.
I think we're going to get a lot more stuff in Raw tonight than we did last Monday. Like now we're going to get a lot more like story stuff.
Mark, I look forward to it every week now.
Well, see, there you go.
So every Tuesday.
At the end of the month, the draft.
Yes.
You haven't been a part of a draft. So draft might be a bonus round, by the way. I'm debating about that for the challenge.
Well, we're looking at payback is the first. It's the fourth.
Yes.
So the 29th or the 30th, we got to place our picks because by then we'll know who's going to be in Backlash.
Yeah.
Now, when you say the draft, are you saying we're going to predict who's going to get drafted?
Yes.
Or, well,
I'm going to pick 10 of the top wrestlers.
Okay.
I'm thinking pick 10
of the
top
wrestlers to go through.
Well, because it's like as many matches as you would have. Yeah, top 10 wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you have to pick which brand they're going to get drafted to.
Interesting. Okay.
Because also they have the added thing now this year where they're adding NXT as the same level brand as Raw and SmackDown.
Because they're already intermingling.
Because NXT is going to the CW in October.
Yeah.
And so technically the only two shows that will be on television will be, as of the end of next year, or end of this year, will be NXT and SmackDown.
And Raw will
be. And Raw's going to be on Netflix.
At least, and have we heard anything about where Raw's
going? We haven't heard what they're going to do with Raw between October and January.
Now, the weird thing is, Raw and SmackDown both will end up on the Peacock app, because WWE app is there.
Yes.
But it's delayed by a couple weeks.
Yes.
So when you go on there, you can only watch, like, it's like 4 weeks behind.
Yeah. You're not sure how that's going to work with, like, the.
And Hulu's got it the next day.
Because if Raw's on Netflix, they probably won't let them put it on.
Yeah.
No. SmackDown will probably stay on there.
It's going to be the reason why you're going to have to get Netflix again.
You know what?
Well, now.
I will do it.
They're trying to find a reason to get Ryan to get Netflix again. It's going to be getting Raw. Watch Raw.
I know.
That's the other thing. Hulu is now on Disney Plus.
Yeah, and Hulu is going to slowly slide to Disney Plus.
So I have a feeling we're going to lose Hulu and it's going to all become Disney.
Well, this is. So in other countries, Hulu.
That's how it is. Yeah.
Hulu doesn't exist. And, right. And Disney has all that stuff.
They have Star.
Yeah.
Is there outside the United States thing.
So
see, it makes no sense. I've thought this from the beginning. Like, if you're gonna do this, like, why are you having three separate subscriptions?
More money.
Well, because then they make you like
Like I have, like I technically, because I have Verizon, you could bundle it and it's all like
right.
through your Verizon.
Yeah.
So you can do Disney, Hulu, ESPN. It's all one thing.
Yeah. Okay. So at the investment call, this was reported on that they are going to keep the bundle between keeping Hulu and Disney Plus. That's what I have.
Yeah.
And ESPN. They're going to keep these bundles because as of right now, Disney Plus can't take over the live streaming aspect that Hulu
yes.
offers.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep Hulu for now.
Yeah.
We don't know, you know, in 4 or 5 years, could Hulu slowly fade away and it's all on Disney
yeah.
Plus? Yeah. That anything's possible. But they said right now, they're cross-pollinating content because they want people
yes.
to get used to the fact, like, right now. But it's only for people who have Hulu. If I have Disney Plus,
yeah.
I don't see any of that.
Yeah.
But if I have the bundle,
yes.
then you'll see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I think it's down the road. In a couple of years, maybe Hulu just gets dissolved completely.
Yeah.
But they do have that live TV service.
Yes.
So that means Disney Plus would have to take on a whole
yeah,
other thing.
Or just make Hulu TV just that. And not have the Hulu by itself kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just integrate that. But see, there's the thing, too, of them having, like, the other shows from other channels. Like, there's Fox shows on Hulu and
yeah.
stuff like that, so.
There's, I mean, you have the FX shows are on there.
Yeah. Well, that's where they own most of those.
Right, but exactly. So, I mean.
Like, actual Fox shows.
I think in 5 years.
Like, that's where I watch Animal Control, because I don't watch anywhere else.
Yeah. In 5 years, will Hulu.
So good.
Well, I haven't watched it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty stupidly good. I like it. It's like one of those dumb shows that Claire's like, I don't know why you watch this. I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I like Joe McHale, and I feel like I should support him. So I watch his show.
Yeah, I watch.
It's not great, but it's not terrible.
Right, right. Yeah, so maybe. Anyway, back to wrestling real quick. SmackDown was fantastic. I'm excited for tonight, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And like I said, I look forward to it every week. And it was so funny. I had it on again in the bedroom, and Allison's just like, she's like, "Oh my God, Brian, what's going on now? Why? Who's happening? What's
running another show to this now? What's going on?"
She doesn't know there's two. She just sees that
it's the same one.
She just sees that
she's just watching the same show
yeah.
over again.
And then she
just wait to get into NXT. Then you're really gonna.
I'm not gonna watch NXT. I can't.
Did she tell you to turn off the Nintendo, Brian?
No, I can't take that on. But the funny thing is, when Cody Rhodes' theme song comes on. Allison's singing along.
Yeah.
She's like,
she's getting into it.
It's a great theme song.
It's a good theme song.
Even if you don't like wrestling, the theme songs are fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told Allison,
the fact that Brian used the term fire in today's podcast just got us a whole new demographic.
They're fire. They slap.
They're on fleek, as the kids would say.
They're great theme songs. And I was telling Allison how some old lady won this Slim Jim
yes.
mobile.
Yeah.
I just want to picture this old lady driving a Slim Jim
She
car.
Sold that thing before she left Philadelphia.
Oh, God. Yeah.
She That thing was sold to some
She gifted
idiot
it to her grandchildren.
Or
some
or
idiot
they
outside
at least
the
took the
arena
wrap
bought
off.
It from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is truly one of the funniest moments of WrestleMania.
Mm.
Anyway, I did catch up on X-Men 97.
Yes.
I watched 2 episodes this morning.
Nice.
I watched 4 and 5, which 5 is the last one we're at.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
5 was nuts.
5 was like a fever dream.
It's interesting. It's whiplash because I go from 4, which is a split episode.
Yes.
It felt like one
old
of those
school.
An old comic
yeah.
where it was one side the main story
yes.
and you flipped it and turned it upside down and you read like a short story.
Yeah.
It was the short story first with the Monster of the Week, which was like Running Man. But
yeah.
it was reverse Jumanji.
Yes, it was reverse Jumanji.
Because they went inside the video game.
Yes.
And the aesthetic was so cool.
Like the new Jumanji.
Yes, it's new Jumanji. I
yes.
have the X-Men arcade, and it was very, they were really borrowing the
they
X-Men 90s
side
arcade.
Scroll and everything. I was
yeah,
like, oh, man.
It was so cool. So
I knew,
cool.
like, I was watching, I'm like, oh, Brian's going to flip out about this episode.
I did. I liked it a lot.
Bro, look at that. Bro, look at that.
It was well
Bro,
done.
Look at that.
It was really well done. Then it cuts to Storm's story.
Yes.
Which we haven't seen Storm since she got blasted and lost all her powers.
Correct. She met up with Forge.
Right.
And he's helping her find her power again.
And he's part of the X-Force.
He was part
right?
of X-Factor.
X-Factor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We see the photo
yes.
on the
he
wall.
He was part of the group that, which there's hints that stuff in this past episode that were hinted at in that section.
Yes.
I guess there's a picture on the wall of him standing next to somebody, and they're saying that could be Bastion. He was in the first series.
Okay, see, series. This is all new to me.
So, and I guess there's a very, like, small clip of him walking, possibly up in, like, the higher levels.
Really?
So.
Interesting.
Which could be the whole reason why this whole thing's happening in the next episode.
Well, episode 5. Okay, so we get some backstory, what's going on with Storm. Then she finds out this guy was, he helped the government.
The Sentinels.
He helped the government make the...
Invent Sentinels.
Yeah, but also the risks that would kind of take the powers away from people.
Yes.
And he's like, I had no choice. I had no choice, you know, and...
We also didn't know what he was working on.
Right. So she
thought he was just developing a tool.
But he's also trying to help her get her powers back.
Yes.
So...
And they're in love somehow.
It's
like
a
instantly.
Little, yes, it's a little, you know, soap opera action.
A misery situation.
Yeah. So then...
They got her trapped in a cabin out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, I fell in love with you instantly. It's like, how does that work?
Well, you fall in love with her.
How long has she been there?
Stockholm Syndrome, I guess. I don't know.
How long has she been that away from people? The first woman you see? I'm in love with you.
Probably he's been alone for a long time.
Like, okay, bud.
And he's like, you're my goddess.
Yeah,
you're,
he's like...
You're like...
Oh, man.
I'll live forever, but you're the finest thing I've ever seen. Come over here.
It was very weird.
She's just like, get away from me.
It was very creepy.
Yeah. Then we go to episode 5.
Well, like, also in that ends that episode ends with Adversary showing up.
Yes.
Which is a demon that Forge unleashed in Vietnam, I guess.
Yeah.
That he brought back with him.
This is stuff I
looked into this.
Okay.
So that's
I'm glad you did.
On. Yeah. So Adversary, I guess, in this, he tells a story like he was in Vietnam and all that. And then like he came back. And he started to work with the government because of his injuries and all that. So then I guess the Adversary, like he mentions it in the thing, like he felt like he like let go of a bad thing or something. I can't remember exactly what he says.
Yeah.
But later in the episode, this owl creature appears.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a reference to earlier in the episode where Storm's like, oh, look at that owl's way out here. Like, why is there an owl out here for some reason? Middle of the day? That seems strange.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, I guess it's like a figment. That's just like what the demon selected as the...
That makes sense.
The look that it was going to use. So, I guess it's the demon that he unleashed in Vietnam. Like, a hell spawn or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
this is going to be interesting.
So, yeah. So, that's what the Adversary is.
And then...
Which I guess is what the second... This next episode, episode 6, is the second half of that.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, we went to one extreme to the next extreme.
Yes.
We went into the other lives of the X-Men.
Yes.
For episode 5. And there's this mutant island.
Genosha. Which was in the first X-Men show. They talk about it a lot in that episode, that show.
And they go to Genosha.
Yeah.
And... They're all like, this is
what
they wanted.
They asked Magneto to become the leader of Genosha.
Yeah. Yes.
Which was strange. It's like, he's already leader of the X-Men. Why would he then go and become the leader? This whole thing seems like a fever dream. Like, there's something not right with it. In my, like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, I watched enough of X-Men that this doesn't make sense. Like, this doesn't seem like something that's really happening.
A lot of things.
Like, it's like a nightmare-y kind of thing.
A lot of things happen.
Like,
it
doesn't make sense. Like, how would this...
Well,
like Cable shows up.
Yes. Did you?
And,
yes, Cable.
What's her face is there. Marlene's there. Matt, whatever her name is. Pryor.
Yeah.
The clone of Jean Grey's there out of the blue.
That happened.
Like she just left to go wander around the world. And now she just ends up in Genosha and she's like involved in running the whole country.
Is that where she was
like
going?
She said she was heading to Buffalo. It's like, how'd she go from Buffalo to Genosha?
Well.
But just like it made no sense.
Yeah.
So a lot of things that didn't make sense to me. So I feel like it's like a Mr. Like it could be like a someone's one of them is being trapped by somebody and they're being like
could be Jean Grey.
Well, I think it because they had the thing where Jean has like a brain.
Yes.
Fry thing.
Right.
And then what's her face has the same thing.
Yes. They both have
the head thing.
Yep.
And then Cable shows up and says, oh, Mom, I'm sorry. Like, and he gets there and, like, literally, like, as he arrives, his thing, like, starts ticking.
Yep. And he's taken like, away.
Oh, I'm okay. I can't. I'm sorry. I was just, you know, he's the one behind all this.
But he says, get out of here. Get out of here. Run.
Yeah. But then, like, I don't know. It seemed very
A lot of things happened.
Like, it wasn't, like, an actual story, really. Like, they kind of had an actual story, like, with Gambit and the Rogue thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like it's, like, Rogue's having an existential crisis of some sort. Or yes. She's being mind-controlled by somebody.
Something is happening.
Because they just, like, spoiler alerts. They kind of act like they killed Magneto in that episode.
And I'm like...
But then, like, I was reading things where they're saying, well, because Leech was attached to him, maybe Leech, like, leeched off Magneto to save him. And, that's how it said, you know, Omega-level mutant deactivated. That, like, Leech sucked out enough energy from him to not make him as powerful, so that's why they think he's dead, but he's not really dead.
I was confused.
That also just makes no sense. Like, why would you kill Magneto in this episode?
They didn't kill randomly. Magneto. They killed Gambit.
No, but that at the beam, like, he's, like, blowing there, like, killing Magneto with that beam.
Oh.
And he has, like, all the mutants around him.
Yeah, but they showed that they survived.
And then it just explodes, and he's like, oh, you know, Omega level mutant.
Yes.
Disabled or whatever. So
a lot of things went down. It was a good episode.
And then Rogue and Gambit start fighting him.
Yeah.
By the way, Gambit looks badass in a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was ridiculously cool. And then he dies.
Yes, Gambit dies.
But he, like, superpowers, which is a power he's never had.
That's the question I was going to ask you. He's
never been able to do that.
He gets stabbed and by the Sentinel, this monstrous Sentinel.
Yeah.
That just
destroys. Like a kaiju, like almost like a thing from Attack on Titan.
Three heads.
Looks like a thing from Attack on Titan kind
of
thing.
Right. And then all of a sudden he smiles.
Yeah.
He lights
says,
it up.
Remember Mon-Nayu.
Yeah. Lights it up. Destroys it.
No, he's like, my name's Gambit. Remember it.
Mon-Nayu.
And then Mon-Nayu.
Yeah.
And then, like, he, like, electrifies everything.
Yes.
And explodes the
yes.
robot.
Yes. And dies.
Which is something he's never been able to do, ever.
I've never seen this before.
Like, all he's been able to do is playing cards.
He can power up small things.
Not be able to, like, light up a whole machine like
unless
that.
Unless he basically used his entire life force, and that's why he died.
I don't know. But it seems very...
It's a fever dream.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Because throughout this episode, Jean, we're in her psyche. We're out of the psyche. You got to a point where you didn't know where you were.
Like, it didn't make any sense. The whole episode made no sense. It was like someone just like, you know, it would be really cool if we did this episode. And they're like, well, we can't put that. That doesn't make any sense in the storyline. Well, why don't we just say we'll just do it. And then, like, later on down the line, we'll say it's like a fever dream or something.
Next episode.
Yeah.
We'll find out
probably
what the heck happened.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, the other thing from CinemaCon is they released the second half trailer for X-Men 97. Second half of the season trailer came out.
Oh, I don't want to know. I like watching week to week.
Yeah. I guess there was a shot of. A certain superhero shield.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, is that why they did it? Everybody's watching. So, I mean, it's very popular.
Yeah. Well, a certain...
Captain America?
Yes. But they're not sure which Captain America.
Well, this would be...
Because in storyline, they did meet all together.
Okay.
Because they had the Secret Wars was the end of the Spider-Man series. With Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And Storm and all them were in it. And Wolverine.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. In the original, the Spider-Man 98 story, the last episodes before, like, as it got canceled, the very last episode was the ending of Secret Wars. Like, they did Secret Wars on the cartoon. And then whoever being is that releases them, like, releases everyone back to their places, but doesn't... Like, Spider-Man's still
Mojo?
There with him?
Was it Mojo?
Not Mojo. Mojo was from X-Men.
No, what's the weird guy, yellow guy or whatever?
No, he's all silver. He's like a celestial of some sort, but I don't remember exactly who it was. But anyway, so then, like, the episode, I guess, ends with Spider-Man with this character, and the next episode was supposed to, like, say where they were to do with Spider-Man next, but they got canceled right after that, so that the thing ever happened.
Oh.
So it just ends.
Yeah.
But... I guess there was also an episode of 97, the original X-Men cartoon, where Wolverine and it's like a flashback of Wolverine's life in World War II, and he fights the Nazis.
Oh, and he meets...
And Captain America's with him.
Interesting.
So they're saying that that's how they're going to bring Captain America back in, that he's technically still in that. Because it's like, that looks like it's an old, like, type, like the old era Wolverine and Captain America.
So it could be a flashback.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many more episodes are left? I mean, we're episode 5.
Yeah. I think there's like, I don't know, if maybe 10.
That would be a good number.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how many there are. It's but there's also rumors that off of the success of 97,
yeah,
that they might do Spider-Man.
Well, they're already, we're getting the college years.
And no, but they might do Spider-Man 98.
Oh, jeez. Well, that would be cool.
Let me just get the whole Fox afternoon lineup out. I'll be fine with me. That was good times.
Well, so far I'm loving it. So
nice, I remember that, like watching X-Men, then watching Spider-Man right afterwards. That was the days.
Yeah, I will.
I mean, I graduated. I was like the years I graduated high school, but I was still like, dude, this is amazing. It's the only fix I got of superhero stuff.
Was it Beyonder?
Might have been.
Because I'm trying to figure it out, and I keep getting the comic book and not the cartoon. And
yeah, because the comic book version of it was very
stuff
strange.
About Doctor Doom and.
Yeah.
So it's 10 episodes, and there the next go. Five. Next episode is Life Death Part 2,
yep,
which is the sequel to Life Death Part 1. Then
Storm stuff.
We go back in episode 7, and then 8, 9, and 10 is a three-parter.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's getting good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm loving it.
It's amazing. And they're already, they announced, another thing that got announced at CinemaCon by Kevin Feige is that they've already finished animating season 2, and they're actually working on season 3 as they speak.
On IMDb, season 2 was already showed up.
Yeah, so he's like, season 2 is happening. We're going to be having that out soon, like next year. And then season 3 is like in the process. They just started working on season 3.
I think it's the best way to go, because you don't want people to wait, because then the excitement is over.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be consistent.
Well, especially animated shows, because it's like, you're
takes
only 10 episodes. Like,
right.
They used to be back in the day, they used to be like 23 episodes. Right. So it's like, or 30, whatever crazy number they used to put out.
But look at how long it took for Invincible to come out. It took forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't know that was going to hit like it did.
I know. But.
I mean, Fallout's already been greenlit for the second season.
Yes, it was greenlit before that they dropped.
Yeah, and they already greenlit season 3. Off of the success of this weekend.
Now there you go.
So there you go.
Yeah, you gotta hit while it's hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, X-Men's been great. I'm glad I caught up this morning.
Yeah.
So we will definitely.
It's fantastic. He's gonna get in the Shogun next.
Yes, Shogun. I gotta get Allison to Fallout, and then I'll move to Shogun.
She probably likes Shogun too.
Yeah, she probably would.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. All right, Mark. I think it's been a show.
I know. We got a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of stuff today.
We did. I mean, it was perfect. It wasn't too long.
Yeah.
It wasn't too short.
Yes.
It was perfect. This is how D&D should be.
Just like
be
that.
1 hour. No, just kidding.
It's actually a little bit more. I didn't start the timer on time.
That's
fine. Oh, okay.
It's fine.
I was going to say, I thought it was like, I looked at it the first time, like, I thought we were.
Yeah, it's definitely
here.
Like, I think we're like 20 minutes behind on the clock.
Oh, okay.
The next D&D, I won't be there, but I guess Hutzel won't be there because he can't move his vacation.
Plus, I don't know if we were going to move it because like the weekend before. So then that way Hutzel can be there because he would be on vacation already.
Well, nobody brought that up. So.
Well, I thought about bringing that up because it's also Memorial Day weekend. And
yeah,
like I'd rather not be hanging out with you guys.
I won't be hanging out. I figured everybody would just be like, oh, we got family things going
on. I know.
On.
That's what I kind of thought, too.
And it was just kind of like, oh, we're
well,
still doing it?
I mean,
it's
unfortunately, a
lot
of people in our group's families aren't as great as some of their families are, unfortunately.
I mean, it's a long
weekend. So, you know,
it's
unfortunately.
It's a long weekend, and I get a lot of people might have things on Sunday
or Monday.
But,
yeah.
But Saturday's kind of like, you know,
that's
I don't
my
know.
Thing. It's like if we're doing a family thing on Monday, and if I'm hanging out with the other family on Sunday, I don't think Claire's going to be like happy with me just taking off all day Saturday to hang out with you guys.
Well, because of where we have D&D, you need to tell them. Because
yes.
Then they would have to, the thing is, if Jeremy's not available, they're going to have to find a new place.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? So
yeah.
You should let them know.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too, is it also, I don't know,
because it's a holiday weekend technically. We'll talk about it later.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, so
so interesting stuff.
Yes, interesting things. Things that don't need to be talked about on the podcast.
No, yeah.
But thanks everyone for watching as always. And I've got to start doing this now. I was told I got to start doing this because we're trying to promote the YouTube. Like and subscribe and follow us on the YouTube.
Yes.
Don't forget to click that bell. I have it all on the screen, but I'm finally going to start saying it out
loud.
We should say it.
It's good.
Yeah, because we're on YouTube. We want people to watch the show on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the money is. So anyways, always, be safe, be well, be kind.
Rewind. See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Good night, Rocky.